Okie dokie, and we're back again on the second hour, and I'm just continuing on this quite a long article, but that phrase there on the bumper music, because you can handle the truth. I'm reading out here the absolute forensically accurate truth of actual reporting by Natural News and Mike Adams about what's going on in the weaponization of chemicals in agriculture, which is basically a weaponized military attack on the population. And he's saying the less food the people have, the more easily they can be controlled. Thus, research into food destruction, chemical weapons is essential for any government attempting to control a nation where food abundance is high. The only way to control the population, in other words, is to develop rapid ways to destroy as much of the food supply as possible. It sounds like that dictator who just died in, Uzbekistan, I think, today. Who are one of the most tyrannical leaders in the world, forced labor and people sent to gulags for punishment if they were politically not acceptable. We're close to that now in the West here. How is that accomplished? By targeting the pollinators. Pollinators such as honeybees are responsible for enabling the production of about one third of the food in America. Without pollinators, American food supply utterly collapses, and mass food inflation and starvation both take hold. Genocidal chemical companies like Bayer, which has a long dark history involving the Nazi regime and the development of chemical weapons, has been in developing neonicotinoid pesticides that destroy pollinators. These so-called neonics are publicly presented as insecticides, but they are really more closely related to chemical weapons. That is so true. Glyphosate is basically Agent Orange. That targets the nervous system as nerve gas weapons. That's why they destroy honeybees so easily. They interfere with their nervous system function. The chemical weapons that was just carpet bombed across South Carolina is called NALED, N-A-L-E-D, NALED, and is already well known to cause paralysis in humans. How about that? Consistent with the massive Zika hoax and medical scam, the CDC is now claiming that Zika causes the paralysis, all while ignoring the paralysis risk caused by the insecticide chemicals being carpet bombed into civilized populations. I mean, the chemicals used to get rid of this virus is the killer as well. The same chemical, NALED, is also linked to a 60% increase in autism, further demonstrating its ability to disrupt the damaged neurological function. In effect, not only are these Zika chemical sprays test the deployments of chemical weapons to destroy pollinators and crash the food supply, they are also chemical weapons targeting human neurology. Most nerve agents' chemical weapons are also organophosphates, just like NALED. According to this science paper published in the National Library of Medicine, the developing of the production of these extremely toxic nerve agents started in the 1930s and later used in wars by the terrorists on several occasions. As chemical weapons, they are classified as weapons of mass destruction by the United Nations, and their production and stockpiling was outlawed by chemical weapons, by the Chemical Weapons Convention. Anyway, I'll continue on this. We should give out the call-in number to RBN has changed temporarily. It's 512-716-1603. 512-716-1603. Difficult number to remember. Again, the call-in number, 512-716-1603. If you have something to add to this. And we'll coming up to some other shocking statistics, and there's another 2-3 pages to go. But this is happening right now. The government is waging chemical warfare against you. As I have repeatedly stated, Adams is saying here on Natural News, the United States government is right now engaged in massive chemical warfare assault against the American population. This deliberate carpet bombing of brain-damaging chemicals into civilian population is part of an insidious strategy to damage the brains of the population and make people more submissive and easy to control. The DEET, this is supposed to be the cure for this bug spray, is also part of the same strategy. Because DEET, when combined with carbonate class pesticide also sprayed on food crops, interferes with neurological function through a biochemical process called, unpronounceable word, acetylenus inhibition, these results in all the following effects. And this is what it does to you, these sprays. It causes seven conditions in the body: confusion, fear, memory loss, inability to escape, convulsions, paralysis, and death. Read that again. That's what this spraying causes. Confusion, depending how much you get absorbed in your body, and running up to the scale from confusion to death. Confusion, fear, memory loss, inability to escape, convulsions, paralysis, and death. Wow. Conclusion. And we've just a page and a half conclusions here. Governments are now openly testing the very chemical weapons they will deploy against you to cause mass starvation and death. We now know as a matter of irrefutable fact that the government of South Carolina has openly deployed a nerve-damaging chemical weapon that's designed to obliterate pollinators and destroy the food supply. In South Carolina today, how about that? Resulting in mass starvation. This is being widely reported by CBS News and the Washington Post and many others. Really? Well, they're part of the cover-up, I would have thought. We also know that as a matter of irrefutable fact that the DEET chemical, DEET chemical, which is now aggressively pushed onto all citizens, is one part of a binary chemical weapon system that creates hypertoxicity in brain cells, disrupting brain function and causing mass confusion, fear, memory loss, and vulnerability to predators. At the same time, we also know that the government establishment hates free-thinking individuals and is engaged in numerous chemical assaults to dumb down. Well, we just read out the University of Colorado method of teaching. It's total principle of training a dog, basically. We also know, as an irrefutable fact, the U.S. government has long experimented with level 4 biohazard viral strains such as Ebola, and that the government has repeatedly released infectious agents. I should stop here and say something that part of what Bill Deagle produces is 200 protocols. He has a thing called virus protection, which will protect you from all this stuff, this chemtrails. And it's based on four things: iodine, when you try it, iodine, garlic, vitamin C, and colloidal silver. It's four of those called virus protection. They have their own names within that. Neutriodine, I'm thinking of the four now, but it's called virus protection from Nutri Medical. And this station is the purveyor of that through Nutri Medical. And that is that and his advice and consultancy on that is stunning. And he did a test in Sierra Leone with this combination. A relative of his was out there last year, and as that Ebola was sweeping through the country, there was a village with 114 people which had not been hit with the Ebola virus, but he sent out enough vials of the protection, virus protection, to the 114 people, and nobody in that village got the Ebola virus, right? So Bill Deagle and NutriMedical combined RBN have incredible resources to help people, as indeed Mike Adams's site, Natural News, is a fantastic resource, as is Nutri Medical. It's a stunning resource, and it breaks down all the protocols in incredible detail. Considering most people go into a doctor's surgery, put out their arm, get injected, and they have not a clue what they're being injected with, these flu viruses, etc., etc. I see Sovereign Man has sent a link as regards the connection for the show. The name, I can't read the board report. We got that from Sovereign Man anyway. I presume he's not on the line, is he? At the same time, we also know that the government established hate free thinkers, and we read that piece. It said, for example, just in the year 1950 alone, the U.S. Army released chemical clouds over six American and Canadian cities. Residents in Winnipeg, Canada, where highly toxic chemicals called cadmium is dropped, subsequently experienced high rates of repository illnesses. Well, there's another thing that I just stopped myself while I think of it. It's not a report I have, but it's in the Daily Mail here on my left. There's a vile concoction being given to military soldiers in Britain and in America called larium, and it's causing shocking mental problems to the troops involved. I think they've stopped it in the British Army now. But the former head of the British Army, General Dannett, admitted this week, he's now retired, that he did not take it, but his son, who was in the military, took it, and he had shocking mental problems. That's larium. And that was supposedly defence against mosquitoes and everything else that troops are endangered with. But yet another scandal upon scandal upon scandal. And we'll finish out this article now. In order to determine how susceptible an American city could be to biological attack, the U.S. Navy sprayed a cloud of Bacillus glioba bacteria from ships over the San Francisco shoreline. In the 50s and 60s, I presume, according to monitoring devices situated throughout the city to test the extent of infection. The 8,000 residents of San Francisco inhale 5,000 or more bacterial particles, many becoming sick of pneumonia-like symptoms. And without telling the population, guinea pigs. And Dr. Joseph Stokes of the University of Pennsylvania infected 200 female prisoners with viral hepatitis to study the disease. This is like Joseph Mengele. This, in reality, is the criminal government now trying to elect Hillary Clinton into office, who is, of course, another outrageous criminal who seeks the deliberate destruction of America and all of the citizens who don't vote for Democrats. The multifaceted assault on humanity is well underway, and Clinton will continue the destructive policies of Obama that have already plunged America into economic turmoil, and the ongoing chemical weapons assault being waged right now in the name of Zika. And finally, the very last paragraph of this, I think it's an outstanding article, though my hoarse voice is not doing it very much good. Don't believe anything the media or the government reports about Zika spraying. It's all a deliberate malicious campaign to poison your brain, destroy the pollinators, and seize control of both government and the population. Don't believe me? Just watch what happens in the next 100 days. He's predicting that there's going to be a shocking multiple attack on America in the next 100 days. My Gavin, probably a biological attack, which is where in the next 100 days where things get sparked that will unfold throughout 2017 and beyond. You are already in a war and you are already being targeted by your own government, which considers intelligent people who can think for themselves to be enemies of the state. Very good article. And that article is September 2nd, 2016. And it's headed on Natural News. South Carolina succeeds in nuke test of aerial chemical weapons. But it is, again, it's unreal. It's like a screenwriter's horror film, but it's real stuff going on. I have to cover it. And, that last remark you made there, chaos will erupt across America in less than 100 days, no matter who wins the election, according to Mike Adams. And he's got a very long article here. I won't attempt to read it. Hillary victory would have set off an immediate popular revolt. These are just the headers. If Trump wins, the left goes full terror. Indeed. And the Illuminati who are backing Clinton, like she's been backed, but every criminal element on the planet. The finance things, the pharmaceutical industry, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned about, they're all backing her, even though she's barely alive. But they don't care if she keels over day two. They'll have this shill or Deputy Keene to manipulate. And he is exactly the type you'd expect to be running along with her. A token man. The political establishment, as we know it today, will not survive intact. But it's going to be stunning. November 8, 2016. Probably the most crucial date in American history after 1776, I suspect. And I read this last night on the National Intel Report. Over 30,000 scientists say catastrophic man-made global warming is a complete hoax. Well, at least the amount of scientists are beginning to stand up now because the evidence is coming out, irrefutable evidence. Even though the 96% control media are running a campaign against it. And another one article, mind control, new light technology can manipulate memories and emotions. Well, we know that from Wi-Fi, the high-tech version of Wi-Fi can destroy your brain, and it's the weapon of choice of destroying people by the security service, one of the weapons of choice. And it said, we're again back to GMOs, just briefly. Hungary destroys GMO cornfields. Well, the Hungarians are waking up to what GMO is and to this Middle East immigration sweeping across Europe. They've put steel fences on their borders and their military on their borders. And they're finding out now this great promised land they joined, the European Union, having come out from under communism, they've gone from the frying pan into the fire. So the European Union, I have a fantastic article here. I may read it by Dominic Sandbrook. I'll come on to it because there's a lot of the science stuff here. It's pretty depressing what I've read out so far. But I'll come on to that next year, probably after the next break. Dominic Sandbrook is saying about the destruction of the euro and the end of the European Union is in sight. And it's a very well-produced article. But just briefly, this one on Hungary destroys GMO cornfields. Are you tired of GMOs working their way into so many of the foods you buy? Adam is saying here again, do you ever wish you could just burn down the GMO crops out there so they can stop compromising our food supply for good? Some Hungarian officials did exactly that when they burned down 1,000 acres of maize. Oh, in 2011, although he's written the article this week. The Deputy State Secretary of Hungary's Ministry of Rural Affairs, Lagos Bogner, said at the time that the crops had been grown using genetically modified seeds. Since these seeds are banned in the country, the government decided that the best option was to destroy the crops. Bogner said that the maize had been ploughed under. Well, they should have burnt it, not ploughed it under. And it pollen had not spread. The farmers in question had mistakenly bought the seeds without realizing they had been genetically modified. Even though seed traders in the country are required to make sure their products do not contain GMOs, authorities say that they will continue to actively verify this. The GMO seeds, well, they're now aligned with Russia, who have also banned outright GMO, although it's been heavily pummeled into Ukraine by this despotic regime there. GMO seeds from Pioneer and Monsanto have been found mixed with natural seeds, presumably accidentally. No way is it accidental. Hungary has burnt down thousands of these illegal GM crops over the years. Fire is the best way to get rid of these crops, and as it destroys their artificial DNA and stops it from working its way into GMO plants, I presume that. Hungary has taken a strong stance against GMOs. In fact, the country's constitution says Hungary shall promote the effective application of the right referred to in paragraph 1 by the Agricultural Free Genetic Voluntary, is very technical. Contrast this with America, where GMOs are not illegal and there is no serious labelling requirements. Monsanto hold on the legal and political system in our country is simply too strong, and they are not above discrediting scientists who reveal the dangers caused by their products. In fact, America is increasingly standing out as being too lenient. It's just wrapped up in GMOs. Vincent Fanelli was saying on the program when he had it on, we did a repeat of his program there last week, that 75% of most stuff being grown in the United States is GMO. So that is, it's done for. Russia has also banned all GMO crops, and a number of countries in Europe have banned the cultivation of Monsanto GM corn, including Switzerland, Italy, Poland, Austria, Germany, France, Greece, Luxembourg, and Romania. But they're still coming back for more. The European Commission are having under-the-counter meetings with Monsanto and Bayer, we know that. Plenty of reasons to avoid GMOs, next header. Why would people in any of these countries want GMO food? They only need to look at the results of the famous study by Giles Eric Serlani, in which rats who drank amounts of Roundup that are legally allowed in a water supply noted a 200 to 300% increase in large tumours. Well, I have a photograph in another article here that's shocking to look at. You just couldn't put it on a website, so shocking. In addition, those fed GM corn suffered severe damage to their organs, including their livers and kidneys. As many as half of the male rats and the 70% of female ones died prematurely after being fed Monsanto GM corn, which is found in many corn-based breakfast cereal snacks, chips and tortillas. Isn't that wonderful? Although in Britain here, there's a very strong regime of rooting out GMOs in food. It's almost GMO-free in the UK. But anyway, we're at the second hour of 20-minute break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Back again. Just finishing up this article, I'll give GMOs a rest now after we finish this article, but we're saying on this article so far about Hungary, who is burning down crops in the fields where GMO seeds have slipped into the system. And they're saying there are plenty of reasons to avoid GMOs. Why would people in any of these countries want GMO food? Only one needs to look at the results of the famous study by Giles Eric Sarani, in which rats who drank amounts of Roundup are legally allowed that are legally allowed in the water supply percentage, and 200 to 300% of the same rats got horrendous tumors. And it says here, what will make America wake up? Will our government ever adapt a similar stance to that of Hungary? This seemingly not unless there's a revolution. This seems highly unlikely at the moment, so don't expect to see GMO crops throughout the nation being destroyed anytime soon. However, you can grow your own GMO food in the meantime, and you to be sure to spread the word that, the word to all you know about the dangers of these foods. You can grow your own GMO, you can grow your own GMO-free food. Which I wouldn't have put it that way. Non-GMO would be better. Anyway, it's another, I said that many times, the title of this program should be Attack, Attack, Attack. All of these things are attack upon us. And it's just trying to wake people up. And an outfall of this as well, from the same government that lost the Pentagon cannot account for $6.5 trillion. I'll come to that in a minute. And the veterans, who, why are so many veterans, soldiers, relying on food stamps just to survive and waiting months and months and months for treatment? Despite the fact that the Obama administration has made a number of pledges to improve the lives of U.S. veterans, far too many have slipped through the bureaucratic cracks to remain in the dire need. Well, it's policy to destroy them. That's what. Trump has made that a major part of his campaign to correct that. Even those who are still on active duty do not fare well, especially lower enlisted ranks, many of whom still need supplemented food assistance just to be able to feed their families. As reported by Truth Out, military members on active duty spent $24 million in food stamps at military commission centers at base, good Lord, on bases between 2014 and 2015. Guys in the army base having to go to food banks. That's shocking. In addition, 45% of students in school operated by the military are currently eligible for free lunches or meals at reduced prices. This should not happen to service members in the richest country on the planet. For several years now, the Pentagon has been stung by reports that many of its soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, especially young troops and families, have to struggle financially just to get by. And this is in spite of the fact that most are housed at military bases. A recent report from the Government Accountability Office, the GOA, also found that the Defense Department is unaware of just how serious the problem really is. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what a name, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, most commonly known as food stamps, is managed by the Department of Agriculture, but neither the Pentagon nor the USDA tracks the number of active duty service personnel who are receiving SNAP benefits. The GOA said, as noted by Truth Out, no one at the Defense Department or in Congress appears concerned enough to determine the scale of this problem and then fix it anytime soon. And he said it's a multifaceted problem, this neglect of servicemen. Base salaries for lower-ranking personnel begin as low as $18,000 per year. A military member making that wage in a two-person household qualifies for food assistance under the current SNAP guidelines, a measure added to the 2016 Defense Appropriations Bill seeks to encourage data sharing between the USDA and the Pentagon in order to address the issue. But thus far, the Pentagon has yet to launch a coordinated effort to gather and assess the data via the USDA. Well, the same organization that can't account for $6.3 trillion missing out of the budgets stolen by the military-industrial complex. In this report, the GAO concluded that barring an interagency effort to share data, the problem will likely continue into the future because the military continues to whiff on opportunities to fully understand how desperate some of the lower enlisted personnel are. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. And we're back in again and just continuing this article about the neglect of Army veterans. It's not even touching on the medical neglect, but most of them are young junior ranks are on food stamps. And there's somebody else in the system here, I don't know how they get involved. The head of the Jewish Anti-Hunger Group that runs a program focusing on military families say food insecurity among military members is a multifaceted problem. No, it isn't. It's a lack of money being paid for crap wages. That's what it is. You'd expect that remark from somebody like that. In testimony before Congress in January, Abby Lieberman, president of Mazon, noted that low pay among low-rank enlistees, higher than average unemployment among military spouses, bigger households, challenge due to the deployment and other unexpected financial obligations and emergencies. Well, by their nature, troops are moved around the lot, never mind being in a full-scale war. And they're dancing around that this is disinformation they're putting out. All contribute to food instability. No, dear woman, it is poverty wages, one thing. See the way propaganda gets put out and people swallow multifaceted problem. It's one single thing. Low wages. Different rules preclude some from getting benefits. In addition, just finish up this article now. In addition, she said that there are food pantries on nearly every military post around the country and that military families are visited visiting them more frequently. That said, there is a food bank then, calling it food pantries. That said, there is little information provided for families about how they can provide some of their own food security. Lieberman told a House committee on agriculture, despite strong anecdotal evidence, food insecurity among military families is not adequately documented or monitored by the government. Well, that's one first correct point. And indeed, the problem has long been obscured and ignored. She went on to say, data often withheld from the public are exceedingly difficult to find, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but yes, another part of the scandal of the Pentagon at the bottom. And I have the article I mentioned a minute ago. Pentagon cannot account for $6.5 trillion. Ricky and Jay Simopoulos, Greek individual, obviously American, writing this on the 8th of August, on the 16th of August. I'll read some of this. It's hard to comprehend that. $6.5 trillion can't be accounted for. Ooh. And the day of the 9/11, the day before that, it was announced that there was $2.3 trillion missing. And the building where that files and records of that were, was the one hit by the missile that hit the Pentagon. So is that worthy of an inquiry? I bet your life it is. Adding to the appearance of impropriety is the fact that thousands of documents that should have been filed have removed or disappeared without any reasonable explanation. Well, they got burnt in the fire when the Pentagon was hit. That's what I hear. A new Department of Defense Inspector General's report released last week has left America stunned at the jaw-dropping lack of accountability and oversight. The glaring report revealed that the Pentagon couldn't account for $6.5 trillion worth of Army General Fund transactions and data, according to the Fiscal Times. The Pentagon, which has been notoriously lax in its accounting practices, has never completed an audit. Would reveal how the agency has specifically spent the trillions of dollars allocated this article is getting clipped to the edges. Beginning in 1996, just renewing this screen here. Yep. We have a caller. We have Jenna in Washington. Have we got Jenna?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy week with our harvesting.
I see, yeah.
Yep. Started out in February, so it's all full harvest now. And we've been setting out our produce at the end of the road flower stand and canning up a whole bunch of good tomatoes and salsa.
Very good. And you're not suffering any chemtrails or anything like that over your property, you know?
Well, the food feels like we're getting our nutrient, but yes, we are seeing the skies. And on the water last week, because we live on the water in the South Puget Sound, I could see that the sprays create this rainbow prism in the sky that is absolutely surreal. Mm-hmm. And the friends that we were out on the boat with, they're like, what is that?
I see.
Circular spraying, cross grids, you know, the skies have been full. So the greenhouse, I feel good about the tomatoes at least being protected. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about eating them. As far as, like, detoxifying, not knowing what's going, you know, how this is going to be affecting us, I keep listening to Tony. I posted it in the chat room. Tony Pantelaresco on the micro effect, he does cover a lot of possibilities with all of the health anomalies that people are coming up with to detoxify. And I've been trying them out, but mostly like detoxifying, soaking in Epsom and baking soda, just to, you know.
That's the key word, because the basis of health, anybody tell you, Bill Deegan, fresh air if you can get it, clean water if you can get it, and detoxifying. And then you're on your way to getting treatment for any ailment you have or keeping yourself healthy. You're naming it exactly right, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
But, dude, I'm sure you keep abreast of natural news and Nutri Medical, do you?
Well, I mean, I keep abreast with, like, books on health and listening to health talks, Jennifer Daniels, and, you know, I'm just trying to just be aware and keeping away from store-bought food And yeah. luckily this summer we have, we've had abundance in mm-hmm. growing our own and lots of root vegetables because they're underground, focusing on, okay. Let's just eat lots of carrots.
yeah.
But I also, I'm aware that it's like we need to keep putting nutrients back in the soil. So
sure.
we are mulching all of the corn stalks and sunflower mm. stalks for
Did
green manure.
Did you do what I indicated to you? I ran a small company in Ireland that was composting pig manure, but chicken manure, you can get hold of chicken manure from chicken barns, any of those within reach of you, or pig manure that's not treated with any chemical and composted with wood chip over 6 weeks and turn it and mix it, and the odor goes out of it, and you've got yourself a fantastic, it's 5-1, usually 6-1, one, six parts of wood, one wood chip, one part of, manure, but that is a fantastic end product to use in the soil.
I also did some experimentation with weed tea and worm casting tea, but the weed tea specifically, mulching up blackberries and stirring it for a month mm-hmm. daily, and the raised beds where I applied the weed tea on half of it, there was twice the growth.
Yep. Do you get enough money out of that to do soil testing?
I did soil testing in the spring. So now
comprehensive soil testing, yeah. And what did it come out as? What was the result? Was it good?
Well, this is early this spring. I did it before we applied amendments. Because we have several different gardens going. So mm-hmm. I'm going to need to do it again because we have acidic soils and there was high aluminum content, mm-hmm. and we do have. We're gardening in clay, so...
Where did the aluminum content come from? Where do you reckon that came from?
Well, Gary Klein, he's the one that I've been prompting to get on your show. He's just a wealth of knowledge. He's the one that did my soil analysis, and he was saying it happens naturally. It occurs naturally, and I'm bringing to his attention the chemtrail spraying, and he's starting to look into it, but, he wants science and facts in front of him before he assimilates into his business.
Well, tell him about, Mike Adams is a fair science technician himself. He's qualified in a lot of areas, but tell him to read up the references, 30,000 articles, but they're very well laid out, and there's a very good search box on natural news regarding that. But I am, if you said the email... Read out, give it to you and read it out again. The email for this program, we still haven't got a website, but is bardenreport@gmx.com. bardenreport@gmx.com. If you send me an email, I will reply to it. And we put together a full 2-hour agricultural program in the very near future. I've been saying that for a while, but I will do that. If you send me an email to that, I'll keep in touch with you, and we'll try and get some serious growers on, and then maybe in a second program, we get some of the GMO farmers on to account for themselves, and that'll be a fairly virulent program, I can tell you.
But, definitely.
Sorry.
And like I said, we're on the biochar because we've been making it and experimenting with it. So that is what we've been applying and experimenting with. And a lot of this, Gary has a lot of information on, he's following up on our growing cycle. So I feel like we're doing experimentation, and I'd like to share our results. And so far, so good.
Well, making alliances is what it's all about. But no, thank you for that. But do send me an email to bardenreport@gmx.com, and I'll follow up with you on that and doing a program. Is that okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. I've been saying that for a long time, and I'm getting bogged down maybe in all the tirade of stuff that's coming out on GMOs and vaccinations. But we want to get on to SR. Sense arise for an hour and agricultural operations for an hour on a regular basis in the near future. But there's a very long article here. We'll run out of time to read it, but I'll keep it for next week. This disgusting loss of money in the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex out of control, totally and utterly, completely out of control. And next week I'll read Dominic Sandbrook's obituary about the euro. And yes, I am dancing on the grave of the euro and the European Union. It never needed to exist, neither the European Union, as it's constituted, or the euro. It never needed to exist. It's caused nothing but havoc. And it won't be around. The euro won't be around in 5 years, and the European Union probably won't be around in 10 years. and the beloved sovereign nations who have already an organization there to deal with combined situations called the Council of Europe, which is set up by Churchill and the War Powers Act after World War II. And the Council of Europe, which doesn't need to be a bureaucracy, is a forum for all the countries of Europe to come together, to harmonize legislation, to act together when they need to. And that is there already. But it's kicked around like a parcel. And that's part of the thing. We'll do a thing on European Union. Okay, that's my big bailiwick. I'll try to keep out of it because I wouldn't stop if I started. I've done so many years on it. But looking at the election, Trump polling at 2/3 in real polls, and the supposed support for Hillary Clinton is fabricated. That is absolutely true. The only way to do polling, and I just talk about polling now, maybe for the rest of the program, these Trump articles. The only way to do polling, this internet polling is a joke for serious results on anything. Get all sorts of biases. And telephone polling, which most people have a monitor on the phone to stop advertising and cold calling, the refusal rate of telephone polling in America is as high as 82 to 90%. Therefore, they're only getting the tail end of even the social class they're ringing. They know, say, it's a 35-year-old person earning, say, $60,000 a year, blah, blah, and they're trying to get a representative thing. But the only way to do polling is on the street, eye to eye, with trained polling people, looking them in the eye with a clipboard and pen and asking them questions straight up. And say, just getting their first name and their postcode and asking the questions, which is expensive. But nobody is doing that kind of polling anymore, either in Britain or America. And that's why the polls were off-key in Britain for the referendum and for the general election. And, of course, in America, the polling companies and the British companies are now owned by American companies, which are designed for disinformation, not to inform you of the result, to manipulate public opinion. But I'm sure Trump has enough money to be doing his own polling in about, say, 500 cities or locations around the United States, and I'm sure they're directing their campaign to do that. But the vile, when you look at it, CNN, and the vile hatred and lies put out, and this combination now where Google and in their operations who are on YouTube, Mark Dice has put out a complaint about him this week where they're trying to destroy his operation. He's done hundreds and hundreds of videos, and they're demonetizing his things, lying about the views his things are getting if he touches anything controversial. So we now have Google, YouTube, Facebook, and of course Microsoft Skype. We're on Skype at the moment, and doing things, and they're all trying to get Hillary Clinton elected because they are part of the system. But it is beyond belief what's been reported in these areas. And so many articles here, we're running out of time. But we'll come back on these next week. Again, California Assembly to pass bill to curb policing for profit. I'll just pick that one out. First of all, I'll go back to, we've enough time just about Trump polling at 2/3 in real polls. Donald Trump is polling at least 2/3 support in real polls compared to comprised of real people, while Hillary Clinton's support is waning. When people are allowed to vote anonymously, in Britain when they were asking people to poll, exit polls, people come out of the polling booth. Trump surges to 64%, that's hard to believe, while Clinton drops to 36%. We've now seen in the Zip question and answer app, as reported by some website, very technical stuff here. In case you didn't already know, nearly all the support for Hillary Clinton is entirely fabricated. CNN, NBC, MSNBC are going all out in their theatrics, desperately photoshopping, editing, and controlling video footage to try and make it appear Clinton enjoys widespread support. In reality, everybody hates Hillary Clinton. Well, it's well known that they're using green screens to put false audiences around her. That's been exposed on YouTube, and that there are only a few hundreds of people at a time. Trump has going 5, 10, 15, and 25,000 rallies, depending on the size of the venue he picks. And it's just unbelievable. Plus, Clinton herself is only able to work 4 days a week. She's almost a cripple. and she gets seizures. She's faced the record. She has maybe a Parkinson's disease and many other disorders, apart from being a witch. But they're keeping this crock of a person going to elect her, and they just want her alive, I suppose, till day two, and then they don't care who's in power, because it's the party and the shills they're putting in power collectively. But as I was saying, in case you didn't already know, nearly all the support for Hillary Clinton is entirely fabricated. All the national media networks and the theatric desperately photoshopping, editing and controlling video footage to try and make it appear that Clinton enjoys widespread support, which we know she doesn't. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're back in for the last few minutes, and running out of time, but how they rigged the polling results, well, they tell just barefaced lies. They said that's why all the official polls are rigged, just like Hillary Clinton's nominations were rigged by the DNC, as we now know, thanks to WikiLeaks. That's the point of rigging all the polls. What's the point of rigging all the polls? To demonstrate Trump supporters and try to fake them, to demoralize Trump supporters and try to fake them out so they don't vote for Trump, who actually enjoys a wide majority of support across America right now. Investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson recently looked into how Bloomberg News altered the poll data to make Hillary Clinton seem to be winning. The article reveals just one of the many ways that the lying leftist media fakes poll data and knowingly prints false poll numbers to boost the appearance of Hillary Clinton. It said it's all about rigging the polls so they can steal the election and get away with it. Well, also the voting, electronic voting, which is appalling. In the UK, we still have strictly paper ballots, and they're moved to the count within 30 minutes of the polling finished. You can vote from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night, and you never have to queue, even if there's a 65% turnout, which of 65% of 48 million people vote within those times. With Hillary Clinton's public support collapsing, it's clear that the Clinton criminal cartel, the DNC, and the Obama regime left-wing corrupt media sector will have to steal millions of votes in order to actually win the election. This can be accomplished, of course, with the collusion of left-wing state governors, election boards, and organized by George Soros poll riggers who commit election fraud on a routine basis, which is, of course, the key strategy to Democrats. Well, Greg Hunter was saying the other day that the DHS is involved in this as well. Democrats can never win in honest debates or honest elections, by the way. All their failed ideas are rooted in pure lunacy. They don't work, their ideas. They can't even run an honest promise on honest promises that what they plan to do either. To get elected, Democrats have to utterly lie about their true agendas and intentions, posing as pathetic Americans when they actually hate Americans at its core. But after they steal the election and win a narrow victory, they can then point to all the rigged polls and say, see, Hillary was always in the lead. These election results reflect that. No way. This is how the Clinton criminal regime consists of people who should spend the rest of their lives locked away in prisons. Well, the Clinton Foundation has to be the biggest scandal since the mafia. Is absolutely appalling. The hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars stolen from charities, and it is not a charity. No way. And it says, Americans have awakened to the lies, corruption, and failures of the Clintons and the dishonest Democrats. Fortunately, most Americans have had enough of the liberal lies, and the failed economic catastrophes of Democrats, the collapsing Obamacare nightmare, and the totalitarian stripping away of civil liberties, the inciting of race wars on American streets, and the endless, incessant lying by Hillary Clinton, a wretched, shameless, anti-human she-demon. Interview, and they put these soft questions to her by these friends of hers interviewing her. There's just absolutely no end to it. But anyway, we've run out of time today, and I'll gather up what I said I'd do in this program for next week, and we shall talk to you then.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.